Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of
Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast.
As always, I'm Paige.
I'm Meg.
Meg, how have you been?
I've been better.
That was a big hesitation.
I had to think about it because tooth drama, just the saga never ends.
I'm so sick of the tooth. I'm sick of it. I'm sick.
When I walked out, I was like to the front lady, I was like, I don't mean this to be rude, but I hope I never see you again.
Did you actually say that? That's actually amazing.
No hard feelings. I feel like I sound funky on this.
You do sound a funky fresh.
Where's my vowel?
Your vowel? Are we over here? Yeah. Or is it like your headphone vowel?
No, like my mic.
Guys, I got a new mixer. I'm cool.
No, I can't hear me at all. AF. Wait, I can't hear you either. My God.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear now?
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay,
whoa.
That was
whoa.
Okay, whatever. So like how was your weekend? It's Tuesday, right?
I have no idea what day it is anymore. My weekend was filled to the brim, I say, with graduation
the
parties.
The brim. Oh God.
Filled to the brim with grad parties. And
wow, you're just so stinking popular. Right? Big family. Big family.
I just like waiting for the light bulb to go off.
Yeah, big family.
Wait, stop. Stop talking right now. I have to do the riddle. We do this. I'm sorry.
Riddle time.
Oh my gosh. I apologize too. I was listening to our podcast back and like I yell at certain points and I'm like, oh, that's so annoying.
But I scream too.
Yeah, but like it's like blood curdling. So the riddle last week, I'm just going off memory here because I don't have it in front of me. But it was, when you need me, you throw me away. When you don't need me, you bring me back.
What was it?
Do you have any idea what it could be?
I said garbage.
Okay, there's no reason you would need garbage.
I don't know.
Before Paige says anything else stupid, the answer is an anchor.
What?
Oh. Mind blown. An anchor. Like what?
Guess, did you get that?
Did you know?
Yeah. That's okay.
No, peep in. We've got a guest.
But are we ready for her?
Yeah, we could just say hi.
Okay, so guys.
Which means to keep her in the dark.
I've been like fighting. Like,
just
get out of the corner.
Get back in the closet. No, our guest this week is Corinne.
Woo!
Hey.
Say hi.
Hey, guys.
So she's really nervous.
She is super nervous.
Like she's shaking in her boots. Shaking in her boots.
She may or may
she's
not have
even
thrown
wearing
up.
Boots. She's wearing sneaks. She's shaking in her sneaks.
I did give her wine. So
yeah, we forced her to drink wine.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Where is it?
It's not even. Oh yeah. It's okay.
So no, we're really excited to have you here this week. She's going to talk about one of her favorite subjects, which happens to be
murder. One of my favorite subjects as well. So this is really interesting.
It's not,
I'm not
mine.
Like a really freaky person, I swear.
No, she's a sweetheart. Sweet as can be.
She's wearing a cape right now.
A
cloak, actually.
Yes, and
I can feel myself.
It's gonna be boy.
Disclaimer,
guys,
she's not wearing a
cape. It is gonna be quite the episode. So strap in.
Oh, do you have your thingy on, your timer?
Oh no!
I just want to make sure we could go on this for quite some time. I just want to make sure that not like
so
3 days later.
Meg, tell our listeners what we just watched.
Okay, so we followed through on what we said, and we did in fact watch.
But did we say this
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks. Okay,
but we didn't give ourselves a lot of time.
Yeah, we didn't.
We just
so anyway. Keep going.
The documentary that we explained 2 weeks ago, "Mommy, Dead and Dearest." And it is the documentary about young Gypsy Rose.
First of all, what the freak kind of a name is Gypsy
Well, she was
Rose.
Set up for some trouble.
Yeah, if you're out coming out the womb, this is Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done. It's,
your
you're
chances
done.
Are gone.
Set. You're done.
You have one possible career, and that is
stripping.
Yeah. I'm glad we were on the same page with that.
No, we could have gone anywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, she went with Candy, so.
Well, yeah. Oh. Slut side. We'll explain that. Don't you worry.
Where will we get into that?
So she basically had a mom. Just like short synopsis. Had a of course, she had a mom.
Dee Dee.
R.I.P.
Brick and Bro. I don't even know what the last name was. Blanchard.
She kills. Her mother has kept her disabled and sick. Made her believe she's disabled and sick.
Made her believe she had
her whole life.
Was paralyzed from the waist down.
Epilepsy, leukemia, muscle dystrophy.
Anxiety. just threw that in there.
Asthma? No, asthma. Asthma.
She was on Xanax, so.
She was on Xanax.
And she basically kept her sick, and then one day she met nice young Nick on ChristianMingle.com.
No, but, like, can we also just say her entire life basically was a Ponzi scheme?
A Ponzi scheme.
And they were basically getting money from Facebook posts and saying, oh, little Gypsy Rose has to go get surgery. So
feeding tube.
We need a feeding tube, so please give us money for little Gyps.
It was like a Habitat for Humanity. They got the Make-A-Wish. They went to Disney. Like, they got all of those.
Yeah.
Not, I don't want to say perks. That sounds horrible, but perks. They apparently did live in Louisiana, and they didn't go into the Hurricane Katrina thing enough, but they were victims of that. And so they said, like, all of their medical records.
I think that was the most real part of their story.
Because I didn't believe that.
And she somehow conned all of these doctors and neighbors and family members into believing. And they were actually giving her surgeries. Like, she had somehow convinced doctors, which, like, is a whole issue in itself. Louisiana needs to get it in check. But, like... it was craziness. So we watched that documentary, but we were like, you know what? This could be like a bigger topic. And Corinne, luckily, has an interest in this topic in a completely educational, non-creepy way.
Can I just say my favorite part of the whole documentary was the grandparents?
No, don't give it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, they were.
I didn't want you to say my favorite part.
Amazing.
I don't know what your favorite part was, but my favorite part was the grandparents were talking. It's the parents of Dee Dee who was slaughtered.
Who was the mom?
The mom.
Keeping her sick.
And the interviewer was like, so are you guys, like, upset that Dee Dee's not around anymore? And they're like, no. And they're from Louisiana, so they have the weirdest accents. They're like, no. You know, when...
That was pretty good.
Thank you. When when we were trying to do the funeral arrangements, we just said, dump it down the toilet. Just dump it down.
We don't have money for this.
Dump it down the toilet. I'm not paying for that. Dump it down the toilet. You're welcome, everyone.
That's literally part, how they sound it.
Like, I thought that was pretty good, right? Was.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite part because they were just stone cold. Like,
awesome.
Yeah. Dump it down the toilet.
The narrator was like, so, like, how's Dee Dee as a child? And the dad was like, okay. She was okay.
She was all right.
We were kind of close.
Can I tell my favorite part? Please, yes. I'm dying to tell my favorite part.
We were kind of close.
It's the best part of the whole movie.
Oh, that's okay. This
wait,
is
was
the
this
best.
What I missed?
No, you know what I'm gonna say.
So basically, after Dee Dee and her boyfriend murdered the mother, and then Dee Dee went on Facebook and posted pretending to be like the murderer, and it was like, that this bitch is dead. Oh, like we killed her.
She's
blah, blah.
Gone.
So, you know, everyone's commenting, like, I've never heard you talk like
this.
Did
you get hacked?
Did you get hacked?
I must have gotten hacked.
And then, in the midst of all these comments, I'm going to pee my pants. Someone comments, sounds like y'all are watching a scary movie. And I'm telling you that I will say that for the rest of my life, no matter what. So if you get that as a comment on something, you know where its origins are.
Sounds like y'all watching a scary movie.
Which just reminded me, no one's going to know what I'm talking about. But
here we go.
I'd rather be... what?
That was a quote from Bad Moms.
Meg.
It's not even the funny.
It's not that funny. No, okay. It's
the one mom. Bad mom.
She's a bad mom.
She was like, all right, I gotta go to my son's baseball game. You know, I'd rather be in Afghanistan than watch a baseball game. Meg thought it was the most funny thing.
A year later, I still cry when I hear it.
Anyone has ever said. Okay.
Ooh. Synced up.
So now it's time for our special segment called Killer Corner with Co.
Ooh, I like that.
So now Co,
yes,
is gonna, you know, tell us about some of her favorite murders, and we're gonna see what happens.
Can I also point out, not to air you, Co, but I just think it's amazing, and I want every future guest to take notes. Literally, Co brought notes with her. Like, she was prepared.
She has her Apple iPad, not iPad, was that laptop?
Yes.
She was drunk.
Wasted. Out. She literally wrote maybe like a 5-page paper.
Looks like an essay.
Yeah. You wrote an essay.
Is it APA or MLA? Can you share with it?
Did you cite your sources?
That's what I just asked, basically.
Didn't get that far, honestly. Don't even think I finished it.
Okay, so why don't you like kind of guide us through your
So what's the first one you want to talk
that's
about?
That's what I'm saying. You're just saying things I'm saying in different
guys,
words.
To be honest, did this last minute, so okay. Not fully prepared.
So we'll only judge you. We won't judge you too harsh.
I have one murder that's written out.
Wait, can we just as like an overview? So like, how do you get your murder information? Like, do you watch movies?
Do you listen to podcasts?
We watch documentaries.
Do you just cold like Google search murders?
No.
Google search murder.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So to keep sane during my work week, I listen to podcasts about murders. Insane.
Cathartic.
So like, what are your like which your what are your two favorite podcasts? Murder podcasts.
My favorite murder is the name of the podcast. Yeah.
Interesting.
And yeah, who would have thought, right?
Yes.
And
classy name.
Sword and Scale is another good one.
Okay.
Which one?
Sword and Scale. Okay. Very
got
deep.
It. Got it.
Dark.
Wow.
Love it.
But I do Google the like to see what so like if look you like, on my work computer.
Oh, I'm
so
absolutely
probably not like the best.
So why do you think you enjoy the murder topic so much?
It's great.
Is it a it's lifestyle? Would you say it's a pastime?
I think it shows intelligence because you're just like trying to get in the minds of people who did this shit, and you're like, how do you get
what is that psychology?
It's like what we watched
today.
Never
took that class.
It's my second time taking abnormal psych, so
yeah, great.
Now I see.
Remember on my birthday we watched the Jeffrey Dahmer movie. Remember?
Boy, do I.
Sorry, couldn't pick code. So give us.
Okay, so we're gonna jump into.
We're shutting
it.
Up.
Number one. Yeah. So what's the title of this murder?
This is about a child killer. Another child killer.
Yeah. Title is
a great
child
topic.
Killer.
It's a story about a young girl named Mary Bell.
Ooh, Mary Bell.
Mary Bell.
Is that is it first name, middle name, or first name?
We're never
last
gonna
name?
Get through.
Mary.
Do not.
Flora Bell. It's her last name's Bell.
What are the origins of that name?
She's from England.
Oh, English.
Well, wow, foreign murder here. Yeah.
English.
Overseas.
Harry Potter. Sorry,
it's
keep
like,
going.
No, you're fine.
Just don't listen. Just keep going.
literally hate you. She was born to like an unstable 17-year-old, we'll say sex worker. Because
her mother's a sex worker?
17 years old.
Yeah.
Oh. And this is back in... 1957, I think she
scandalous.
Was born.
50s.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so
what a time.
Like, yeah.
Poodle skirts.
The mom often tried to kill her and make it look accidental. So that's like.
So she failed.
You're already effed up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Betty, the mom. She would feed
Betty
her
Mary
pills.
Bell.
And like, people think she, the daughter had brain damage, like clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
Betty.
It also came out that Betty forced her to have sex with men, and like obviously, like
come on, Bet. Bet.
Disgusting.
Did she kill? Bet. Did she kill Betty?
Well, that's what we're getting.
I just,
to that.
I'm mad. I want her to.
I don't. Support. No, actually, she doesn't. But
that ooh.
Probably would have went with the other theme.
Yeah.
Right.
Would've been great.
So, we're gonna go back. We're gonna take it back to
Mary.
May of 1968.
Wow.
None of us.
Great year.
Whatever.
Yeah. No.
So she was 11 years old. This is Mary. This is Mary.
Mary Bell.
So back in May in 1968, 4-year-old Martin Brown was found dead by two boys playing in a rundown home.
Oh.
There were no obvious signs of death on the boys, so they assumed he accidentally took some pills that were found like laying around.
You know who gave them to him probably?
However, it was by strangulation.
You didn't even have God Bill's page. You'd be a terrible investigator.
Anyway.
Case closed. He's clearly taking the pill.
Closed it.
Strangled. So she made a friend named Norma Bell. No relation. Weird.
Come on.
What?
She was age 13 names. Hanging out with an 11-year-old. Is that weird?
It's kind of normal.
Is it normal?
No, I feel like that's normal.
It's
normal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just like sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, because it's like teenager preteen. 11,
yeah. Like.
Doesn't sound weird at all.
Okay.
You're both
okay.
insane. Right.
I thought it sounded.
I was trying to be devil's advocate here.
Thanks, Paige.
You're welcome.
They broke into a nursery and vandalized it.
So this is Norma
leaving
and Mayor.
Notes. This is Norma and Mayor. Bell.
Bell.
The Bell Girls.
Bell Girls. Hey.
New E girl? Special.
They were leaving notes around saying like, Fuckolf, but they spelled it F-U-C-H-O-F. So like
Fuckolf. Fuckolf. Fuck off, mate.
And okay. We did murder Martin Brown. And but the police dismissed it as an incident. Or
like
the
just
incident
kids being
prank.
Kids.
Yeah, it was
kids,
like a prank.
Kids being kids.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Normal stuff that 11-year-old.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like got flashbacks.
At 11, I was playing Game Boy. So
yeah. I literally had like a purple Game Boy. Would play Camelot a lot.
I was a big Mario girl.
Yeah. I played outdoors because
she's always got to bring it down.
Yeah, right.
Ugh. Anyway, let's get back to Mare and Norm.
So, Belle. This is where it gets a little strange.
Okay.
Mare Belle showed up to the Martin, the boy's house, and like asked the mom if she could see him. And the mom's like, well, he's dead. She's like, I know he's dead. I want to see him in his coffin.
Ooh, bad move.
Creepy.
Oh,
creepy.
That's disgusting.
I'm like sticking up. Bad move. Creepy, though.
It's not disgusting, but that's just like.
Why?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And it's very like out in the open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, 3 months later, we're in July of 1968. The pair took part in the death and strangulation of three years old.
Oh, my God.
Brian Howe. In the, around the same area as the nursery.
And it's all like little boys.
So wait, so did they, never mind. I'll ask at the end. Go ahead.
Okay, good.
Hopefully I can answer your questions because.
I'm sure you can.
I feel like I'm like literally like an oral presentation.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Like, we're judging you very, like we, I have a rubric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm like shaking.
I mean, there's no PowerPoint, so took a couple points off for that. Yeah. But
no visuals. Oh, I can show you a picture of Mare Belle.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Mare Belle.
Police reports concluded that Mare Belle had later returned to his body to carve an N into his stomach with a razor. This was then changed using the same razor, but with a different hand to... Wait, I don't know what that means. She put an M also on his body.
Oh my God, they're initials!
And an M, Norman, okay. And Mare.
I'm not okay.
Their tag. Paige is not okay.
I'm not okay.
Paige doesn't like this.
It's like weird. So Mare Belle also used a pair of scissors to cut off some of Hale's hair,
scratch his
legs, and this is where it gets a little graphic. So, oh,
that means like some private parts.
Yeah, mutilated. Ooh. Or she mutilated his.
Oh my God!
Parts. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Her little three-year-old boy.
Gosh.
What a downer.
So,
How do you come back from that?
I don't know how we come back.
Yeah,
from
like
that.
I don't know. So that's it.
So did they kill the first boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not both of them. Just Mare.
Just Mare Belle.
Just
Norma
Mare.
Gets brought into this. She's like
Norma was like a later addition.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's sidekick.
She's still creepy, but like
why did they
Mare
kill
Belle's
them?
Like the,
do we? I mean, besides the fact that she was eternally
effed. I think she was just like an evil little child.
What?
So since they were so young and their testimonies contradicted each other, the details of what happened have never been like entirely clear.
Man.
Right. When the coroner. Coroner,
you're correct.
Okay, I was like kind of worried about that.
Go, you're correct.
NCIS,
thanks.
You know that.
Coroner.
He said that he died by strangulation, but the force was so light that he believed it to be a child killer. So that's how he like started questioning like neighborhood kids, and they were really focused on Mare and Norma, because the cops were honestly like creeped out by Mare so much.
Yeah.
Just, God. Like, being around her.
I need to see a pic of this girl.
And Norma couldn't stop giggling, like, the entire time she was being questioned.
Disgusting.
And stuff. Disgusting. So then, as Mare was getting questioned, she claimed she saw, like, a boy there that was, like, 8 years old in the neighborhood. Like, a specific boy, mm-hmm. like, named him. And then she said that he hit him for no reason and had been playing with broken scissors, but... It turns out that this kid that she was talking about was, like, at the airport during that time. Like, he wasn't even in the town. And the scissors were a confidential piece of evidence, so no one in the public knew about the scissors. So she obviously just, like...
She gave it up.
She gave it up.
On gave herself. It up!
Mare Belle!
Mare Belle!
Not as smart as you think.
Oh my God.
So this is where it gets a little creepy, too.
Again?
Creepy.
There's more twists
and turns.
God, I can't handle it!
I know. I feel like I'm very bad storyteller, so
no,
I'm
great.
So sorry.
This is fantastic.
I'm captivated.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
She's
you're like chilling, like with your arm back, like relaxed.
She's a liar.
Totally like so comfortable.
Don't lie to the people.
Sorry, people.
So Brian Hale, the 3-year-old boy. What did you say?
We wanted to name our listeners, and Meg.
I'm really trying to slip Frosted Flakes in there.
Oh yeah, I kind of like that.
Thanks, man. Keep going.
Okay. I think you need to build it up a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I'll keep subliminally like just whispering.
Can Co continue?
Yeah, all right.
You're fine.
Oh my God.
That's on.
Here we go.
So Brian Howe, the 3-year-old, was buried on August 7th. And the detective that interviewed Mary Bell. And Norma were there. And he said, Mary Bell was standing in front of the Howe's house with the when the coffin was brought out. I was, of course, watching her. And it was when I saw her there that I knew I did not dare risk another day. She stood there laughing and rubbing her hands.
Oh, my God.
I thought, my God.
And she's 11.
11 years old.
Demon.
Like, demon. Just turned 11.
A demon. Demon.
Yeah.
I call demon.
She's an evil child.
I called it first. Demon Mary Bell.
And he thought to himself, wild. My God, I've got to bring her in. She'll do another one.
And he snatched her.
Hero.
Oh, did she not do another one? I thought that was going to be a plot twist.
Actually,
something.
I think there might have been like another one somewhere.
Well, another one they didn't know about.
Gosh. Do they have any like interviews with her like later in life explaining Crow's got it all.
Wait.
Here we go.
So I didn't, which I should have, wrote like what she was charged with. I think it was manslaughter, but I'm not. I could read it right now and get back to you, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
It's points off.
So she was in jail, and there was a stray cat.
Makes sense.
Near there. Yeah, I don't know
course.
How, like,
of course.
What
is cats? What is Europe crime? Doing with their jails?
Yeah, right? Have you ever, like, heard about stuff in Canada that goes on? That place is...
We'll Canada. Get to that next.
Canada's like the okay. nicest Canada. Place.
Exactly.
They apologize.
Oh, okay. They okay. I thought you were going to say it's like bad.
They apologize for everything. Sorry, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I hit you really with my nice. Car. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Shut up.
You're so, okay, so this cat.
The cat.
She grabbed the cat by the neck. Oh. And like people around her are like, stop doing that. And she's like, I like hurting little things that can't fight back.
I'm not gonna be able to sleep at night.
And she claims she wants to be she wanted to be a nurse so she can stick needles in people and hurt them.
That's not what they do.
I want to cry.
She's very miseducated.
What if I just broke out in tears?
I would not.
These things will do it to you.
Oh God!
Looking a little teary eyed.
You're fine. You're fine.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about
bedwetter too.
I don't want to talk about Mary Bell anymore.
No, we're talking. Shut up.
Let me just end with
no. Corinne, you take your sweet time. You put this whole thing together.
She's really scaring me. I know.
Oh, I'll show you a picture.
Oh God.
Oh, I can't wait. She's gonna haunt your sleep
so
much.
Evil.
Oh, Paige is in for it.
What's this called? So there was no like juvie really for little girls,
right?
Like
makes sense.
So she was put in an all boys detention center in like a secluded area.
Ooh.
All boys?
Yeah, it was a boys.
She could probably
center.
Take them.
She could probably strangle them.
She did. Too. Not in, like, you know what I mean? Before.
Oh, I thought
that's
you
how
meant,
she got there.
I thought you meant in jail, and no. I was like,
I was
someone,
what I was saying. She could
someone
strangle
get
them
her.
In there.
I mean, she might have.
Someone lock Mary Bell down.
Mary Bell.
Oh, but also she was, like, very knowledgeable on, like, criminal, like.
Murder.
Not well, yeah, murder, but like what the cop was saying to her, she'd be like, well, what are you charging me with? And like she was like very educated on that because like her dad was like a career criminal. The mom obviously had her own issues.
Was her dad like a customer? That's we can look that up later. It's not important. I'm just curious.
I just wonder
but no, keep going.
But so she was released at the age of 23. She's a mom and a grandmom.
No.
Yes. Oh, my. Who would let that happen?
I don't know.
What man? Well, whatever.
But she's under a pseudonym, so, like, nobody knows, like,
who
she
is. Oh, so she could be in your neighborhood
she
page.
She could literally be anywhere.
She's from England.
She might be your neighbor.
She's not getting out.
Could have moved over.
She's coming in your window.
Oh. She was, what, 1950?
She was born in 1957, so she's younger than my dad.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, Dad. To like,
oh, she's on the prowl.
Adam,
but wait, who? And like, her kids have to know this. Like, I'd be like, you're not gonna be my mom anymore. That's it. You're fired.
I know. I wonder if she knows.
Oh,
I mean,
my God, I need.
I don't think the family does know.
This is incredible. I mean, not incredible.
Let's see the photo.
And she hasn't killed them yet. Like, how has she not murdered more people?
Maybe. I don't know.
It seems like that's
juvie changer.
This is what she looks like.
Here we go.
Now or then.
Then this is her.
Everyone,
at, like,
Google
11.
This.
Oh no!
She's a straight up killer.
The eyes,
look at the eyes.
Never, soulless. I'm never ever gonna be able to unsee that.
Oh my
God. I've had enough.
Okay.
Take it away.
That's fantastic. Not fantastic, but that is
look
exactly.
Look at it. Just look at it.
Everyone Google that because it is, you need the
I
face.
I wish like, because I don't have Wi-Fi in here.
Mary Bell, people. Norma Bell.
Yeah, whatever happened to Norma?
Yeah, wait, I should have.
Where's Norma?
Where's not prepared. Not prepared.
Wow. I just can't believe that she's like just living
she's
life.
She's living life. She's a grandma.
She has children around
Golly.
Her. That's not okay. We should have better rules for that type of thing.
That's in England, though.
England. Come
on. Different rules.
Get it together. It's damn, though.
That was here. Norma Bell. Not Norma. Yeah, I'm actually very curious
about
Norma.
This is like, me and Paige watched a couple months ago the Slender Man documentary.
If you guys want to hear, never mind.
Of those two girls who tried to kill their friend and like kids
really.
Did
you ever hear that story? The Slender Man story?
You definitely. I've heard of it. Yeah, you definitely have.
Frosted Flakes? Frosted Flakes, have you ever heard? This is another, I wouldn't just watch the Slender Man documentary.
It's not, the trial's not over, so there's not as much, like, you don't feel as great when it ends, because it's murder.
Because
but,
the good thing about Mommy, Dead, and Dearest is that she, little Gyps, was able to give her, like, her story.
Gyps is going to run free, too, like, 2024
Gyps will be out.
Gyps is out.
2024 should be 32, you did the
yeah,
math.
Gyps maybe. Hear that, everyone who doubted my math skills, Joe. I did math amazingly.
Yeah,
she
so
85% of
here's my question.
What
are Gyps and Nick still
no
an item?
She turned he's in jail for life and she turned on him. She said
she
that he had, like, assaulted her and
she
stuff.
Actually she, I mean the way she was talking about him, Gyps she was like, I was young and in love.
Gyps is done. Do you think Gyps and like Norma and Maribel like might meet up, like have a club, a little book club or something?
Gyps
child
a little
killers
too,
reunite.
Gyps a little too young for them.
Yeah, well maybe
they
would
have
like
something
that
in common,
maybe they would want to kill her.
Murder.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm a terrible story.
No, but I think everyone can relate because I don't. I mean,
how?
Like,
how can we relate to that story?
I would tell
that
you.
That it's terrifying.
If you would let me tell you the story. I just meant, like, when you see crazy stuff like that, like, you read, like, I watch, like, all of those, like, true Hollywood stories, like, wives who, well, snapped, like, wives who kill and, like, kids who kill because it's just so crazy. Like, you can't wrap your mind around it. Like, even, like, the Ted Bundy stuff, like, he's just so charming. It's crazy. He's just, like, so not a normal person.
No, but it actually is scary.
It is. It's just crazy to think, like, it could be anybody.
It literally, like, anybody.
Anyone,
Paige. Meg is staring deep into my soul.
It's not that
Oh,
it's not
golly.
That deep. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Murder's
crazy.
Little Mare Bell. I like that you did like a little English.
Right?
I like that.
I want to do something.
That's
little,
good. Separate America from that.
Right. You need to
they
give
have
us a
the
break
crazy murderers.
Bit. Give us a break.
Crazy, we've had our
crazy,
fair share.
Crazy kids.
Wow.
Crazy kids.
So, I was also reading like a story about these three girls. Trial by Twitter was the name of it.
Trial by Twitter.
With like average
these two
gals.
Girls like turned on the one friend.
And murdered her?
Murdered her.
It's always
it's actually really sad.
How do these kids get so
give us like a
twist
like, a general gist of that one.
Yeah, sure. There's like these three girls are 16.
What are their names?
Sophomores.
Mm-hmm, sophomores.
Skylar.
Where they go to high school? Sky.
You're done. You're done. No more questions.
I just kidding. Think they're from West Virginia? Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely didn't go to an all girls school, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
Sky
Sheila. Am I okay?
That's four more
and
points.
Rachel.
Sky, Sheila, Rach.
Did they kill Rachel because she didn't have an S?
No.
Ah, damn.
So Skylar and Sheila were like best friends growing up. And then like Rachel came in the mix.
Mm-hmm, Rach.
People were getting jealous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did kill Rach, I bet.
She said no.
No, Rach and Sheila came
Rachel's
together and killed Skylar.
Plot twist.
Stabbed her multiple times.
Oh my God.
It's like they're like normal, like, you know,
look at
you
them.
Can just like picture yourself taking they're, like MySpace
yeah,
or something
like
that. So.
Oh my God. Wait, so is there a reason?
Did they get said that they just didn't like her.
Right.
No, she was the one that was like jealous of them because Skylar and Sheila were like BFFs.
Oh, wow.
Then Rachel comes in and Sheila and Rachel.
Typical drama.
Yeah.
And like, so they were tweeting all these like weird things. Like, first it was like normal, like, Rachel's singing is breathtaking. Like, shout out for my dad for getting me McDonald's. Like,
wow. I would tweet all those things.
I know you would. You wouldn't, like, you wouldn't be like, Paige is singing is so breathtaking.
Definitely would not do that.
I mean, sure. You are pretty good. So.
All right, let's get out of town. Yeah. Please. But the McDonald's, you would tweet 100%. Every day about it.
Yeah. So just like McDonald's sponsor like girl stuff.
Maybe we should try to get sponsored by McDonald's.
100%. Ooh. I spent more than enough money there that I probably have paid for a few advertisements or something.
Rach, Sheil.
Sweet.
Sky.
They just were like, we don't like her, and that's they, like, how we're gonna solve
this
it.
Thing, like,
rather than like unfriend her, they were like,
yeah,
let's,
like you're right. Off my top eight.
Like they were.
Was this MySpace
creepy.
Days?
Or no,
she said
this
Twitter.
Is Twitter.
This is pay attention. God.
2012, I think.
Oh, MySpace, year. Long gone.
Yeah,
we graduated that year.
Jesus Christ. This is just like wild. Like, how do kids like? I don't want to say pump themselves up because that sounds like it's a good thing, but like, how do you get so in the mindset that you're like, this is how we have to fix, like, this is what's going to fix everything.
It's scary.
We don't want to be her friend, and this is how it's got to go. Yeah.
There's like, it's mental illness is what that is.
But that's like,
sick in the
mind.
It's
evil. And like, it is they were tweeting like, miss you, Skylar, like, come home, come back. Like, you.
So they just murdered her, and then they're tweeting like, Sky, we miss you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, you're shady.
This is, like, wild. Do you think that this stuff has always been happening, or that social media is, like, we're just being more aware of it?
I don't think this one was social media, like...
No, but I'm saying, like, do you think that we have only heard about this because, like, even the name of it is called Twitter or whatever? Like, do you think that...
Oh, well, I think now that social media is, like, such a huge thing, it's becoming a big part of... finding out evidence and all of that.
That's what I mean. Okay. Like, this is why, like, people like Nick and Gypsy would have never been able to like communicate
without
the internet. Yeah. Hashtag Christian Mingle.
I think it was Christian dating.
It was Christian.
Very unchristian, like, to murder somebody.
And the pics, can we talk about those racy pics? We were talking about that.
Oh, no. Goodness. So basically Nick had undiagnosable.
He diagnosed multiple personalities.
And so Gypsy, in order to match the level of his multiple personalities, created multiple personalities for herself by taking pictures. And then there was Candy, racy. Who was the slut
that's
sign.
That's my personal favorite.
Yeah, personal favorite.
Licking the knife.
I love that one.
There was like the dark night side. What did you just say?
Nothing. Keep going.
I can listen back.
You just keep going.
I'm gonna kill you. No, I probably even shouldn't say that because
oh my god, Meg,
this is
everyone.
This is how it starts.
Everyone, please.
Oh my god, no.
I need someone with me at all times. I cannot be alone with her.
Jesus, Mary, this is wild.
I'm a witness.
Go back to Gyps.
So then there was I can't keep up. There was multiple personalities, and she was like,
yeah.
It was just very raunchy. Yeah, she said daddy. Yeah. That is such a issue. Oh,
I highly recommend that you watch this.
Yeah,
watch
I do. Watch it.
Mommy,
and then,
Dead, and Dearest.
If I could make a follow-up recommendation, it would be to read the like stories about it, because there's definitely more that
I
want to
read more on
in that. But yeah, she'll be out soon, so like maybe we'll get a book deal. Maybe she doesn't have very high education, so she doesn't really
second
have any
grade.
Options.
I don't want her to get a book deal.
I do. I would love to read that. Don't even lie.
It'd be interesting.
It would be. It might not be factual, but it would be super interesting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe about her. I don't know.
10 minutes.
Oh my god! Ooh, what?
Flying. We can. I mean,
time
we
flies
longer,
when you're having fun.
I mean,
and talking about murder.
Murder.
I feel
like I'm the girl from House Bunny.
Yeah.
Harmony.
Natalie. Natalie.
That was excellent
on all of our parts.
So should we move on to some like lighter topics?
Yeah.
Paige is literally like having a panic.
She's like she's sweating worse than me now.
In happy news, George Clooney and Amal Clooney gave birth to twins
Ella and
today.
Alex.
I'm happy they picked like some like,
I know, I'm
normal
so
names
happy
but,
that
like,
they're normal.
She's normal.
Nice.
Yeah. She's chilling.
Like little come here, little Ella. Alex, don't do that. Be nice to your sister, Ella.
Me and Corinne Alex. Are sitting here like talking about murder and Paige is living out a fantasy where she is
she's
yelling
like looking across the room as if
famous
they're there.
Kids running
I would
through
love to be married to George Clooney. I would love to be
I
a mall.
I would not. I do not find
you
him
wouldn't
want to
be a mall?
I would want to be her because she's powerful and is successful.
No, there's something about Georgie.
But not because of
there's
George Clooney.
He's like a fox.
She doesn't need him. And I don't think he's that good looking,
but together,
honestly.
Power. Couple.
I don't know. Goals. I mean, they're definitely power couple. I just don't know if I would be.
I think I. Into him. I can't say more good things about them. I could, but I won't. Okay. Another thing that I just thought was like interesting, because you know how Marilyn Monroe is like such like an icon, mm-hmm. yada yada. Oh. So when she was married to Joe DiMaggio, baseball player, Meg has no idea.
I know. I'm just like, it's like when you watch a scary movie and have to watch like an episode of SpongeBob to go to sleep. Like, this is what you're doing. You're just like making everyone happy.
Yeah.
This is cracking
so
up.
Their marriage certificate today sold for $122,000, which is like kind of crazy because it's literally just a piece of paper.
Oh, I thought that was going to be more.
But
I thought
you were going to say signatures are on it?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm surprised.
But I always think it's funny. Like, her name is Norma Jean.
Oh, Norma Jean. Norma Bell.
Norma
I
Bell.
I know. Full circle.
No wonder why she changed it.
Scientology.
But I just thought that was interesting because it's literally just a piece of paper. And like, I understand that it's like, they're two
who's
iconic
like buying
people.
It is my question.
Probably a Marilyn Monroe fanatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume.
Maybe it was me.
Maybe it was a Joe DiMaggio.
Probably was.
I'm not going to deny it. That it may.
Do you think you'll buy like celebrity memorabilia when you have money in life?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
because I'll be
so.
Friends with them, so I'll just be like, "Hey, Jennifer Aniston, can I take a bottle of your smart water?" Because she like promotes that. Come on, guys. Or like, I'll just like, I won't have to like buy it. Because anyway,
she'll just give it to you.
I feel if I just don't respond, she'll stop.
This is big news for you, Meg.
That means it has to be food, alcohol, or or murder.
Oreo cereal is coming back.
Oh my God. I put that on my Facebook last week.
I wanted to. Oh, I was thought this
no,
was
I'm
like
kidding.
A fun thing.
I'm a little bitter because I haven't had. I'm bitter because
like
I haven't.
That was like the least like enthusiastic.
Take this part out of the podcast.
Guys, I haven't had cereal.
I mean, you can totally just edit
weeks.
Out my whole entire thing. It's fine.
No, stop
Paige.
It.
Paige. I haven't had cereal in so long, and I'm very sensitive about it right now.
Okay, I just...
No, I'm so excited. I posted a thing like, God is good, the days are amazing, like, the sun is out, Oreo cereals. It's my two favorite things combined. It's literally my two favorite things combined.
Literally.
My two favorite things combined.
Wow.
Like, I am so pumped, and if anyone wants to just, like... Shoot me a box.
Yeah, shoot her a box. It.
But maybe after like two more weeks when this whole debacle is finished.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a story that happened to me this weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Sure.
Okay.
Why
so,
not?
I basically this past weekend I basically lived the life of a 40-year-old man. Because I golfed mm-hmm. twice.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
40.
Like. When you think of golfing,
right?
You don't think of a hot young chick.
Yeah. I definitely don't think that when I think you.
And then I also went to the went to the flower store
okay.
and like shrubbery store.
So you're a 40-year-old woman as well, like a mom as well.
Yeah. Correct. Okay.
My dad does a lot of the flower.
And a man.
But it was lovely. My mom and I went before we went golfing. So I'm wearing my like cute golf outfit, mm-hmm. cute skirt, polo, hat, killing the game. So I'm standing there with the cart, and the guy comes up and he's like, "Oh, are those like petunias?" Or like, I forget what the flower mm-hmm. was. And I was like, "Why, yes, they are." And he's like, "Oh, like where can I find those?" And I was like, "Oh, just right over there, that shelf right over there." And I was like, "Strange, whatever." Could have looked himself or asked somebody who
worked there.
So whatever. So my mom and I, we check out. We're loading up the car and I'm pushing the cart back. And this one woman says, "Excuse me, can you come here?" And I was like, sure.
What's up? You never do that. That's how people die.
She was pointing at this tree. And she said, the tag here says it's 2x3. But she's like, that doesn't look like it's 2 feet. And I was like, you're right. Looks like it could be 6 feet.
I love you're just like... answering.
He's like, yeah, definitely.
What's happening?
Wow, that definitely looks taller than 2 feet. And she was like, well, I think the tag's wrong. And I was like, I think you should probably ask someone who works here. And she's like, my God, I thought you worked here. And I was like, I'm wearing a Victory Brewing hat, a Philadelphia Eagles polo, and a purple golf skirt.
Yeah.
Ma'am, why why in what sense do you think I work here?
Did she answer?
And she's like, I apologize. And we went our separate ways.
I thought you were going to say she saw, like, I saw you helping that man with the petunias.
Yeah.
But why did two people point me out?
I don't know. It had to be your outfit.
Was it the skirt?
No, but everybody who works there was in like a red shirt that says the name Primex or something. Or I forget what it was called. But like everybody was wearing that shirt who worked there.
That's so weird.
I wasn't wearing the same color.
What color was your shirt? I'm just asking. You were wearing a purple skirt?
It was a gray shirt.
Okay.
It was really cute.
I was wondering
if it was like
a green shirt and it didn't match. Yeah. I was totally thinking
But I didn't
that.
Think you would do that. So yeah. Like,
guys, I looked real cute.
I bet. I'm just.
I slay the golf game.
That happened all the time when I was younger and would go into Aeropostale. I would wear my keys on a lanyard around my neck. Oh, and so moms would come up. But I knew the answer, so I would answer. But then like more people thought I worked there. And then I was like,
started unlocking the dressing room doors for people.
Walked over to Hot I just ran over to Hot Topic instead. And was like, I'm out of here.
Wow.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, but I guess I look like I have a green thumb. So if you guys have any questions about flowers, I'll try, but I can't help.
Oh my God.
All right. Well,
Mary and Joseph.
I could do a strange story. I found a couple of strange stories.
I feel like,
I know. Or do I feel like was the murder enough?
Well, is it murder strange or is it like people asking a stranger if their tree is 6 foot tall strange?
Both are strange.
I mean, you make the call.
I think we go into your
my riddle.
Your riddle.
Okay.
Riddle time.
Riddle time
with Meg. Yeah, you're
hey
welcome.
Hey guys, it's Meg.
Hey.
Here we go. Man, I can't wait till we get the sound effect machine.
Side note, just remind me. This is literally just for you to remind me. That was amazing wine. I need to know what it was and where you got it from.
That's Frankie Shook.
Thank you, Frankie.
It was really good.
Thank you, Frankie.
Okay, ready?
Thank you.
Dim the light.
Thank you for being our guest, too. Oh, yeah, and thanks, Ko. You were delightful. Yeah, Ko, there was no reason to be nervous. Ko,
thank you for being here. Do you want to plug yourself real quick? Where can everyone find you?
Yeah.
Do you want followers?
No, it's okay.
I didn't get any I got one follower, so it doesn't work. We should make an Instagram.
It's fine.
Anything that you want to put out into the world that you want to happen? Put out some good energy?
Or bad energy. Need some good energy after that story, I feel.
Yeah. Anything that you're hoping for, praying for, wishing for?
Any
special intentions?
Anything exciting coming up new?
Oh my gosh.
Literally nothing.
Okay. Well, that didn't help. Just
that's okay.
Just keep smiling.
Be kind of one another.
Keep shining.
I'll be Ellen.
Frankie said the same exact thing when he was on here.
I stole that from him.
No,
maybe that was just in my head.
Spot. Paige goes, any
I know.
Words?
I'm in the hot seat, but I'm feeling hot.
Any
I'm literally roasting.
I'm just trying to put out good energy into the world.
I just want to thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Great time.
We'll have you back. We're going to do karaoke soon.
I'm holding you guys to that.
Mm-hmm.
We have mics now. I mean, we could practice.
No,
I'm not ready.
No.
We've been talking
a
lot.
Dumb idea.
My vocal cords are so strained.
Okay, you're done talking. I'm gonna go now.
All right, here you go, Meg. On to you.
I would like to make a request. I want the millionaire music for this.
Oh, nice.
When they ask the question.
Wait, what happened to that sound machine?
It's on its way.
Nice.
But I deleted
I ordered one and it's on its way.
It's taking up too much storage.
Anyway.
Oh no.
Oh my God, I zoomed in.
Oh no.
No, don't look. All right. I sit in a corner and travel the world.
Oh,
I know, I think.
I'll say it again.
Maybe.
Because I love saying that. I sit in a corner and I travel the world. Guys, that doesn't make any sense. What could it possibly be?
I think like I just guessed it.
But do you think you could hear it on the microphone?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, just mouth it. Close.
Okay,
but
it's close.
That's not the one that I'm looking for.
So, guys, try to figure out the riddle.
Watch the documentary.
Watch the documentary. As always,
be kind to one another, apparently.
Yeah.
Second week in a
row. But seriously, be kind to one another. Do something nice for someone.
High five Ko if you see her.
Pet a dog.
Pet so many dogs.
So many dogs.
Wait, can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
My cousin, we were at her house, my cousin Jess, we were at
Shout
a
out.
Graduation party, and she has just adopted a dog, and it's a baby, and it is half golden retriever, half Bernese mountain dog. Cutest dog in the whole freaking world. Go find a dog like that and just hug the
literally
snot
hug a dog, kiss a dog on the mouth.
Ooh. We're gonna cut off that
page. Is gonna be in my next story.
But a again, thank you for listening. We love you guys. Our Frosted Flakes.
It's sticking.
Is it sticking?
It's sticking. It's sticking. I like it. You have no choice anyway. So.
Follow us on social media if you want. You don't have to.
We're
going to
create an Insta.
Yeah, we're gonna think about
I'll
it.
I'll post the riddles there.
We'll post riddles there and just like
I'll just post cereal every now
stuff.
And then. People post celeb gossip.
Yeah. So
right, we're done. We're done. We're
thanks,
going.
Guys.
Thanks
love
for
you.
Having me again.
Love everything
Bye.
About
Bye.
You.
Thanks for listening.